3. Franchise innovation. Franchise 指的是特许经营权的意思。比如说特许店我们可以用 franchise store。专卖店 franchise store 都可以这么翻。For one thing, it lets us redefine our franchise. For one thing, 在这里呢是起语法连接的从结构上起承上启下的作用，我们可以不用翻。It lets us redefine our franchise. 它让我们重新界定我们的特许经营。By franchise, I mean the products for which we have the best reputation for moving. 我所说的特许经营啊，指的是 products, I mean the products. 后面接一个定语 for which we have the best reputation for moving. 这种产品是哪种产品呢？是我们有最佳的声誉。是什么样的声誉呢？是最佳的运输这种产品的声誉。所以说这一句话呢，我们可以翻译成我们在运输享有的最佳声誉的产品的运输。这句话呢，我们可以翻译成我所说的特许经营指的是我们在运输中享有最佳声誉的那些产品的运输。It's our turf. Turf 在这里是一个比较口语的说法。Turf 本来是指地盘的意思，在这里我们还是可以翻译成地盘，或者说是我们的专长，是我们的领域都可以。Turf 举一个例子，表示的是地盘领域。我们可以说 contest for turf with somebody， 同某人争夺地盘。大学里每个人都有自己的专门领域，我们可以翻译成 at university。Each person has his specialized turf. 专业专门领域 specialized turf. 这是一种比较口语化的说法。The traditional railroad franchise is bulk commodities that are too heavy to be carried cost effectively by truck. Coal, potash, and grain, for example. 这一句话的核心思想呢是前面的部分。Traditional railroad franchise, 传统的铁路特许经营 is, 是表谓语 bulk commodities, bulk commodities 是大宗的物件，后面接一个定语从句，我们可以把定语从句提前 that are too heavy to be carried cost effectively, 这些呢是沉重的难以用卡车进行有效成本运输的Too heavy to be carried cost effectively by truck. Coal, 煤炭 potash, 碳酸钾 and grain, 谷物。For example, 我们提前，这句话我们可以翻译成，传统的铁路经营特许，指的是那些沉重而难以用卡车进行有效成本运输的大宗货物，如煤炭、碳酸钾和粮食。To do this,We wanted to complement this franchise to include more merchandise freight. Complement 这是表示扩大的意思，补充扩大的意思。我们想把这种经营特许经营权扩大 to include more merchandise freight. 我们想把特许经营权扩大到更多种类的商品运输。To do this,We had to compete directly with trucks for time-sensitive deliveries. Time-sensitive delivery 表示的是对时间要求比较高的运输领域。Compete directly with trucks. 我们直接和卡车进行竞争。For time-sensitive deliveries. 这一部分呢，我们在翻译的时候提前表示呢是在什么什么方面，在对货送货时间有要求较高的运输领域，我们直接与卡车展开了竞争。To do this, 为了实现这一点，为了把我们的特许经营扩大到更多种类的商品运输，我们与卡车在对送货时间要求较高的领域进行了直接的竞争。With our scheduled delivery, we can now compete with trucks on the basis of reliability.With our scheduled delivery 是一个介词短语，其实在这个句子里面，整个句子中呢是作为原因，作为条件。我们翻成中文的时候呢，仍然同样是把它转换成一个条件 从句，一旦有了定时运输服务 We can now compete with trucks on the basis of reliability. On the basis of reliability, 在什么什么的基础上，在可靠性的基础上，我们可以和卡车展开竞争了。言下之意呢，我们和卡车竞争，同时我们有卡车所不能有的优势，就是我们有可靠性。We have cut a day off the transit times between Toronto and Western Canada. Cut off. Cut a day off. 减少一天。Transit times. 运输的时间。后面接一个定语。Between Toronto and Western Canada. 定语。翻译的时候前置。我们从多伦多到加拿大西部地区的运输时间减少了一天。We arrive on schedule 90% of the time. 我们准点率达到了 90%。Arrive on schedule 是一个动词短语，我们在翻译的时候可以把它转换成一个名词短语，翻译成了准点率。We are aiming for 95%. 我们的目标是 95%. We are aiming for. Aim. 在这里呢，是动词转换成名词，我们的目标是，同样的运用的是词音转换的技巧。Our goal is to create a transportation service that offers customers a competitive advantage. A service so superior that customers think that a premium price is reasonable. 这句话呢含有了两层意思，每一层意思呢单独成句。第一层意思呢， Our goal is to create a transportation service. 我们的目标呢是建立一种运输服务。什么样运输服务呢？后面这些定语从句 that offers customers a competitive edge advantage. Competitive advantage 表示有竞争优势。这一部分定语从句呢，我们翻译的时候前置。我们的目标是建立一种使客户具有竞争优势的服务体系。A service so superior, 这种服务体系 that customers think.That a premium price is reasonable. 这一部分呢是对前面一句话的解释，我们把它单独成句。A service so that 这种超级的服务 Customers think that a premium price. Premium price 表示的是高价的意思， Premium 表示高价的意思。比如说 pay a premium price for a small order, 为小批量订货付出高价。Customers think that a premium price is reasonable. 顾客们想什么？即使是高价呢，也是合理的。所以呢，在这里呢，这一部分的翻译我们可以采取两种译法。第一种呢，是采取直译的方法，我们可以翻译成这种超级服务即使价格昂贵也是合理的，这种或者说是这种超级服务顾客们认为即使价格昂贵也是合理的，或者是呢，我们可以把它采用意义的说法，可以翻译成给顾客一个物超所值的感觉。 As a result, we have become the largest carrier of forest productsIn North America, shipping products such as lumber, paper, pulp, and board. 这一部分呢，后面的现在分词短语表示伴随状语呢，我们单独成句。As a result, we have become the largest carrier, 最大的运输公司 of forest products in North America, 是北美森林产品的最大运输公司。As a result, 结果，或者就是我们可以不用翻译，我们是北美森林产品的最大运输公司。Shipping products such as lumber 木材 ，paper 纸张 ，pulp 纸浆 ，and board 板材都是由木头做成的衍生品。运输的产品有木材、纸浆、纸板和纸张。Our growth rate in moving petroleum and chemical products has been superior. Superior, 我们翻译成增长迅猛，这采用的是意义的手法。我们在石油和化工产品的运输方面增长迅猛。Our growth rate growth rate 在这里呢采用的是名词转换成动词的技巧，我们翻译成增长迅猛。 These products are becoming important components of our franchise. 这些产品呢是我们特许经营的重要组成部分。 4. Technology innovation. Schedule service is also provides a foundation for innovation in our e-business solution. 定时运输服务为我们的电子商务解决方案也提供了创新的基础。 We have been using electronic data interchange for years. Electronic data interchange 翻译成电子数据交换系统，这是一个专业术语。我们多年以来我们一直应用电子数据交换系统。 And we continue to work with our customers to create internet applications that give them the information they need when they need it. 这部分我们先要把 internet application 指的是什么意思说清楚。 Internet application 指的其实就是一种查询系统，货物运输查询系统。所以呢这一部分呢我们单独成句我们可以翻译成，我们将继续和顾客一起创建一种查询系统。 Application 后面接一个定理从句单独成句， That gives them the information they need when they need it， 我们可以翻译成使他们随时可以在网络上查询到所需的信息。 Years agoWe were the first railroad to provide online information that lets customers track their shipments. 这句话的主语是 we， were 是谓语， the first railroad 是表语，后面的表语带一个动词不定式短语作为修饰语。我们是首家的铁路公司。Provide online information. Online information 可以翻译成战线查询。几年之前我们是首家战线查询的铁路运输公司。 At that lets customers track their shipments， 定语从句单独成句，顾客在网络上可以跟踪他们的货物运输。 Every day on our website our customers track the location of about 90,000 shipments。90,000 shipments 表示了9万宗货物的运输。 Location 在这里呢我们可以不用翻译，所以呢这句话呢我们可以翻译成每天在我们的网站上我们的客户可以对9万宗货物运输情况进行查询。在这里呢我们用了真词的技巧情况，它其实表示一个范畴的词。 Location of about 90,000 shipment 指的是9万宗货物的运输情况。 Customers can click onto our website and order a car, send us shipping instructions, ensure that we pick up their deliveries as scheduled, track the shipment to its destination, receive an invoice, clarify any question, and pay the bill.这一句话比较长，但是它结构呢比较简单。 Customer 是主语， click 谓语， onto our website， our website 是宾语， and order 后面呢以及一连串的词呢都是作为谓语，是联动谓语。 click order send ensure track receiveclarify, pay, 所有呢都是谓语，联动谓语。我们可以顺着翻译。And order a car, 订购汽车， send us shipping instructions, 装运要求， ensure that we pick up their delivery as scheduled, pick up their delivery, 就是我们去取他们要发送的货物。我们按时去取他们要发送的货物，我们可以翻译成保证按时发送货物。 Track the shipment to its destination， 跟踪运输情况。 To its destination 我们可以省略。 Receive an invoice， 收取发票。 Clarify any questions， 澄清问题。 And pay the bill， 并支付账单。这句话呢我们可以总体翻译成，客户可以用鼠标点击进入我们的网站订购汽车，并给我们发送货运要求， 这样能保证我们按时发运，从头到尾的跟踪运输情况、收取发票、澄清问题和付账等。All the railroads are promoting electronic technology. Railroads 也是指呢其他的铁路公司。我们运用增词的手法把公司加进去，其他的铁路公司也在发展电子技术。 Promote 相当于 develop 发展的意思。 The difference with our e-business is that it is linked to our scheduled delivery. Scheduled delivery 定时运输。我们的电子商务不同之处就是它与定时运输服务联系在一起。 I'm not an expert on technology and its various applications. Expert on technology and its various applications 后面的这一介词短语呢，作为定语，我们在翻译的时候前置，在技术以及其应用方面我不是一个专家。 ButI'm determined to make CN easier for our customers to do business with. 但是我决心使 CN 更容易地与客户展开业务往来。 Our customers, our 在这里不需要翻译，我们采用省略的手法。 Electronic technology has given us the tools. 电子技术给了我们所需的工具。在这里呢，我们可以运用增词的手法加一个所需。Thank you for your listening. 感谢各位。好，现在我们来听一下原文。在听原文的时候呢，首先呢，我们注意一下我们的前提是我们已经进行了释义，对句子的结构、主题以及句和句之间的连接关系非常熟悉。同时呢，我们的笔记也已经做得非常熟悉了。前我们能够做到边听可以把笔记记出来，同时呢能把自己的中文笔记解读出来。在这个时候呢，我们再来进行考试的模拟训练，我们就是边听边记边翻译，先听一段把这段的笔记下来，然后呢进行翻译，一段一段的进行。好，我这里呢是整个一段的给大家放出来，希望大家在做练习的时候呢一段一段的听，听一段呢或者说听到你自己觉得比较舒服的那一点呢，按下暂停来进行解读笔记进行翻译。好，现在开始。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I want to thank Frank Clegg and Microsoft Canada for bringing us all together for this second summit on business leadership issue, and particularly for giving us the opportunity to discuss the issue of innovation. In the 19th century, railroads were the big innovation. Perhaps nothing matched their economic impact until the advent of the personal computer. But some of you may wonder what a railroader has to say about innovation in the 21st century. My message is that no enterprise needs to be more innovative than an established business in a mature industry. Let me give you examples of four innovations. Then, I will talk about some of the obstacles we encountered and the lessons learned. 1. Network innovation. Let me begin with the most obvious innovation, our North American network. With the Free Trade Agreement and NAFTA, trade patterns changed in North America, from east-west to north-south. We saw that Canada-US trade and trade with Mexico was growing. The trucks were handling most of that growth. We wanted more of the action. Through mergers and partnerships, CN created a unique rail network designed to take advantage of the growth of north-south trade. Today, CN not only crosses Canada, we also go right through the center of the United States, down to the Gulf of Mexico. We have become a North American railroad. That is CN's first innovation. 2. Service innovation. Our second innovation was through our commitment to customer service. A few years ago, we told our customers we would deliver our service with no delays and no excuses. At that time, making a commitment to customer service was a real innovation in our industry. We looked at rail transportation from a different perspective, our customer's perspective. Other railroads focused on marshaling trains, waiting for enough freight to make a train's trip cost-effective. But our customers do not care whether the train is cost-effective. They care about whether their car and its contents are going to arrive on time. We began a system of scheduled freight service that delivers cars on time. CN's customers can choose their service from a catalog that lists origins and destinations. The delivery times are listed not in number of days, but in number of hours. Scheduled rail freight service is proving to be a revolutionary innovation in North American transportation. It also gives us a foundation for innovations in other areas. 3. Franchise innovation. For one thing, it lets us redefine our franchise. By franchise, I mean the products for which we have the best reputation for moving. It is our turf. The traditional railroad franchise is bulk commodities that are too heavy to be carried cost-effectively by truck. Coal, potash, and grain, for example. We wanted to complement this franchise to include more merchandise freight. To do this, we had to compete directly with trucks for time-sensitive deliveries. With our scheduled delivery, we can now compete with trucks on the basis of reliability. We have cut a day off the transit times between Toronto and Western Canada. We arrive on schedule 90% of the time. We are aiming for 95%. Our goal is to create a transportation service that offers customers a competitive advantage, a service so superior that customers think that a premium price is reasonable. As a result, we have become the largest carrier of forest products in North America, shipping products such as lumber, paper, pulp, and board. Our growth rate in moving petroleum and chemical products has been superior. These products are becoming important components of our franchise. 4. Technology innovation. Scheduled service also provides a foundation for innovation in our e-business solutions. We have been using electronic data interchange for years, and we continue to work with our customers to create internet applications that give them the information they need when they need it. Years ago, we were the first railroad to provide online information that lets customers track their shipments. Every day on our website, our customers track the location of about 90,000 shipments. Customers can click onto our website and order a car, send us shipping instructions, ensure that we pick up their delivery as scheduled, track the shipment to its destination, receive an invoice, clarify any questions, and pay the bill. Other railroads are promoting electronic technology. The difference with our e-business is that it is linked to our scheduled delivery. I am not an expert on technology and its various applications, but I am determined to make CN easier for our customers to do business with. Electronic technology has given us the tools. Thank you for your listening.
好，这一讲呢就结束了，谢谢大家。